And let's get to a very special guest as we delve into the world of arts and culture, as we do every day at this time. And for more than 25 years, Canadian entertainer Fred Penner has been sharing his message of joy and inspiration to children of all ages. And he's known for his wonderful recordings, his concerts, his long-running television show. And on March 30th, Fred will join the TSO for two concerts that will, of course, feature a thoughtful selection of his signature songs. And Fred, great to be with you again.
Mark, great to be here.
Here we are.
I've got to update the update my bio, because it's more than 40 years.
I wasn't going to say.
I know. You're trying to be gentle here. No. I can take it.
How is winter in the Peg, by the way?
I've been following the snow across the country over the last couple of months. I've been from Vancouver Island to Vancouver, across every province. Been in Toronto.
So busy.
With that little storm. So the weather has been pretty much the same in every province.
Yeah, kind of a real Canadian winter this time.
Very strange. Yeah. I don't know what this all means, and I'm not even going to surmise anything, but it's been a challenging winter for everybody.
No kidding. All right. Well, it's been a while since you've done this. I think nearly 25 years since you've got together.
Go figure. Was it something I said? I don't know.
Since you worked with the TSO, the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. So the kids who were there last time might be bringing the kids along this time.
Therein lies the truth, I believe.
And you remain a pillar of wonder and joy.
Pillar of wonder and joy. I like that. That's the name of my new book, Pillar of Wonder and Joy.
It's true, though.
Subtitle. I've been doing it for a long time. I love that I have been allowed to continue, and as long as I have. I mean, I started officially in 1972, so this is going into my 46th plus year.
And really special, and the TSO got a hold of you, and you've done this before, but it's been a while. So tell me how you put a day like this together, because you don't just show up and say, give me a C, give me a bouncy C when you're dealing with a symphony orchestra.
No, indeed. The charts that were done, I have probably 40 or more charts, based on songs that I've done over the years. My dear friend John Miller, who was the principal trombonist with the Winnipeg Symphony, he did the charts initially back in the 80s.
Sure.
And I've produced a new album in the last while called Hear the Music. And Claude Lapalme, who's the symphony director for Red Deer, he came highly recommended. And so I sent him a couple of tunes. So I'll be doing two of his arrangements this round as well. But it's a good challenge for me. I like the excitement of having a 60-plus backup band, but having to really pay attention to where the arrangement is going. I can't really be spontaneous unless it's been built into the chart.
I've heard this before from various artists from the pop world and folk world.
And often what happened is the charts are based on the CD or music recordings.
Yeah.
So when they actually come to live performance, I wouldn't necessarily go straight into that chorus. I'd add something else before I do. So it changes feel necessarily from live to recorded. So I really need to pay attention to how the songs are being done by the symphony.
Right.
Are you using
material from the new record on?
Two songs.
Very
One is the song called Children's Garden, which is a tune based on the Children's Garden in Winnipeg at Assiniboine Park. And the other is Bienvenue, which is a French song that I wrote a number of years ago.
Very good. And your French is, it's good. I just heard you speaking a little French. And of course, we'll get a few,
some of the classics.
Some of the classics.
The Cat Will Come Back. And then there are other tunes that are just songs that I wouldn't normally do in a live performance. There's one of my all-time favorites is The Ugly Duckling.
Right.
Because I grew up with Danny Kaye and the storytelling world, and I just loved that sense of just sitting listening to a story, and such a beautiful tale, Hans Christian Andersen tale, that and the arrangement is gorgeous. So I look forward to sharing that with an audience, because that's going way, it's going way back, actually.
Going back. Fred Penner is my guest. He's going to be in Toronto on March 30th for two concerts, 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. at Roy Thompson Hall with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. Two points of note, you can show up to the North Lobby half hour early before the concert starts so you can see some amazing musical puppets in with their lobby performers, Sully and Rob. And you'll want to keep an eye on transit that day because Line 1 won't be working in parts of it. So you have to keep that in mind. TSO.ca for all the info on concerts. And Fred, we're going to come back. I have a few more quick questions for you. But
okay.
Do you want to be guest DJ right now? You want to pick a composer?
Guest DJ? I've done that before on a couple of occasions.
Yeah.
Classical music. My father was a huge classical buff. He would put on a classical record and stand in the living room and conduct it. This isn't one that he would conduct, but it's
78s?
78s. Oh,
right.
Yeah, we're talking 78s,
okay.
Mark. It's going way back.
Not 1978.
And this is not sort of traditional classical music, I don't think. Or I'm not sure how you would classify Eric Satie.
Eric Satie, but French composer.
Yeah, but his energy, he was so far ahead of his time.
So let's hear what our fellow Canadian Leona Boyd does with.
Troisième Lapide.
I don't know about you, Fred Penner, but when I hear that piece, I always think of the sad lamp in the IKEA commercial, the lamp that's being left on the side of the road, and then nobody wants it. Leona Boyd with Eric Satie, very beautiful.
It's a melancholy piece, but I love just the zone that it takes you to.
Me too.
I mean, that's the joy of music, isn't it?
Fred Penner is going to stay with us. He's being very gracious. We'll get to him in just a few more moments. I'm Mark Wigmore. You're with The Oasis on the New Classical FM. Box Orchestral Suite Number 4 in D Major. You heard the first and second minuet, the Academy of Ancient Music performing. And if you're just joining us, family entertainer, beloved TV personality, and Canadian treasure, Fred Penner is with me in studio. It's Mark Wigmore with you. Hi, Fred.
Hello, Mark. Was there a sack butt in that piece?
Oh,
I'm not sure.
There must have been at least three. On March 30th, Fred will join the TSO for two concerts that will feature a wonderful selection of his signature songs, and we're excited for that. Fred, we had a fellow named Moshe Hammer in here yesterday, and he was talking about music and music education, and it's such a big game changer for people. He's got his Hammer Band, something he's been doing, and this is, in so many ways, you must have big feelings on this subject about music education.
Big feelings.
And how it affects children.
Yeah, truly. I mean, doing this for as long as I have, and going into schools and talking to teachers and hearing about budget cuts to their programming, and the first thing that goes is, you know, the arts is thrown out the window. And it shocks me that the system does not realize the absolute, well, the studies have been done, the arts is valuable for any discipline. So there's a movement going from STEM to STEAM. I don't know if you've heard that or not, but the STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And they want to make the base of education from that into STEAM, so add the A after engineering.
That's
before
right.
Mathematics.
Put
so
the
that,
arts in there.
Exactly. Put the arts in there, because when you learn how to be creative, how to be vulnerable, it improves your understanding and your ability to learn any other discipline.
And it is shocking in the sense, I agree with you, that there have been a lot of changes in the education system. We have seen advancements in so many ways.
Exactly.
And so why does this continue to be a subject we have to keep talking about? But
therein lies the question.
Yeah.
Yeah. I support the arts in school as often as possible. I wrote a letter once for the Brandon school system, who were having a challenge, having to cut back their program, and I wrote a letter which they took to the board and ultimately reinstated the arts program. So I felt like I actually did something at that point. But it's tragic that they lose the arts. Certainly.
That is a wonderful story. Using the bulk of your career to do something really positive. That's pretty special. You're so busy. You're still touring all the time. Are you still enjoying it, being on the road as much as you are?
It's a challenge.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it's 72. There are some physical things I deal with, and you know, but I managed to get to the gig. And once I'm on stage, I lose 40 years instantly, and suddenly my voice is clearer than it's ever been. And it's an interesting journey. I love performing. I love the energy from an audience. I love the anticipation as I get closer to the cat came back.
Right. Everybody waits for it.
People have been so supportive over these years. As I said, the Fredheads now having their own kids coming back to the shows right across the country. The Canadian festivals, folk festivals, children's festivals are still alive and thriving.
Well, you're showing up on my on my Twitter feed, my Instagram feed all the time. There he is again.
All right.
You know, doing
well,
something
there
else.
There he is again.
Not in a bad way. I always think to myself, it's amazing that you continue to be as busy as you are, and it's great. And you know what? It is always so fun to spend some time with you.
It is indeed.
Wherever I might be.
And, well, you're good. I appreciate that, Mark.
And Fred Penner is going to be in Toronto March 30th for two concerts, 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. at Roy Thompson Hall with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, tso.ca for info on the concerts. You want to pick one more?
Sure, and check out fredpenner.com,
oh, yeah,
where my information is, and check out Somebody Believes on a video on YouTube, the first single release I did. Song, yes, I do want to recommend a song. I recorded this particular tune with some dear friends in Winnipeg. It's a 17th century or so Spanish tune I put on my Christmas album. It's called Riu Chiu, and We love the harmonies. I heard this once upon a time by the Bothy Band, which was an old Irish folk band. And I thought, this is a great, great tune. Riu Chiu.
All right. Guest DJ Fred Penner, thank you.
Thank you.